You never can use what you have got. You only want what you done give away. Well, ain't it that way? Well, ain't it that way?
I'm George Walker. One of the unique ensembles of IU's Jacobs School of Music is the International Vocal Ensemble. And our guest is the group's director, Catherine Domingo. Catherine, first, tell us about your own musical background.
I was here in Bloomington starting in 1996, where I got my master's and my doctorate in choral conducting. And during that time, I was fortunate enough to be mentored by many fabulous faculty members. And the most unique experience I had was being an assistant instructor for Mary Getzey, the founder of the International Vocal Ensemble. It was in its first few years, and it was a unique ensemble. It covered music outside of the Western art tradition. And it didn't only just cover that kind of music. It did it in a way pedagogically that was very interesting to me. And so I was struck by that experience, so much so that it really shaped the rest of my studies here at IU. And I wound up finishing my doctorate and fortunate enough to claim the directorship once Professor Getzey had retired last year.
We're talking with Catherine Domingo, the director of IU's International Vocal Ensemble.
Well, ain't it that way?
Ain't it that way?
Ain't it that way?
You mentioned that this is a unique group. Most choral situations, you arrive at a rehearsal, the music is passed out, the pianist gets everyone in tune. Tell us a little bit about the approach of this group.
Well, it's interesting you say that the music is passed out. That's one of the things that we talk about in IVE all the time. It's the scores that are passed out. The music is what is inside, and the music is what we create. And through IVE, we only use the scores if it's culturally appropriate. So really, the whole idea of IVE isn't so much simply singing different arrangements of folk songs or arrangements of songs outside of the Western art tradition. It is the recreation of that music in its cultural context. So I really am not the person to teach the songs. What I do is help facilitate the teaching of these songs by who we call informants, who are people who are from that culture, who I have arranged to come in and spend their time with IVE so that they could teach us the pronunciation of the song from a native speaker. They could teach us the melody of the song, all of the nuances behind that, the most importantly, the meaning of the song and how it was sung, where it was sung, in what context, by what kind of people it was sung. And they also share with us a little bit of their country, a little bit of what daily life looks like in somewhere halfway around the world. So it's really an interesting process of learning whereby we take out the middleman, essentially, and we go from person to person in the transmission of this beautiful music.
One of your informants is a woman named Carol Ponder.
Yes. She actually is somebody who is from the Southern Appalachian region. This semester, IVE is concentrating on music of the Americas. She's been working with us throughout the semester through the use of technology. So her recordings, and I'm hoping to try to get her to Skype or do a phone or video conference with us during a rehearsal so that the kids can really meet her and she can meet us and have an experience, virtual experience, to be in our rehearsal. And as part of an Arts Week 2008 grant, we were fortunate enough to be able to bring Carol here for a week to be able to work with us and perform with us.
The International Vocal Ensemble's director, Catherine Domingo. Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in our hall, you can hear the International Vocal Ensemble, directed by Catherine Domingo, with guest Carol Ponder performing as part of IU's Arts Week. I'm George Walker.
Ain't it that way? You never can use what you have got. You only want what you done give away. Well, ain't it that way? Well, ain't it that way?